A big and wealthy sports team spends a ton to land a new star player. We could easily be talking about the New York Yankees, but no, this is about Spain's Real Madrid, another franchise that seems to live by the axiom, the best team money can buy. Well, today Real Madrid set an all-time transfer record to secure the services of a player named Gareth Bale.
Well, you should say possibly set an all-time record.
Okay, that'd be none other than the world soccer editor William Troop. Okay then, William, was it a record or not?
Well, it depends who you ask. If you go by what the team that Gareth Bale used to belong to, which is Tottenham in England, yes, it was a world record transfer fee of $132 million. But if you go by what Real Madrid says, they only paid about 91 million euros, which is about $120 million. Obviously, big money either way.
And who actually gets that money, William?
Well, this is a transfer fee that is paid when a player is under contract for one team. Another team has to pay a certain amount of money to basically rip up that contract and sign a new one with the new team. So this money is going from Real Madrid paid to Tottenham for the privilege of signing Gareth Bale.
And what does Bale get out of this? He must get a salary.
Well, he doesn't do too badly. He makes about $13 million. Now, that, for example, is what Tiger Woods, who is the world's best paid athlete out there. That's what he makes in terms of winnings and other income from the tournaments he plays in. But it's nowhere near what Tiger Woods makes once you bring in the commercial endorsements, which is way more than that.
Right. Commercial endorsements. And I'm just speaking here as a lay soccer follower. I've never heard of this guy. So what's he going to get?
Well, so he gets his $13 million. And on top of that, he's going to get whatever endorsements he gets from, his footwear company or the clothing that he wears. One of the main sources of income for him could be, though, that he has this trademark celebration when he scores a goal. He puts his hands in the shape of a heart in front of him, and he's trademarked that. And if he can turn that into, a clothing line, for example, a sports clothing line, between that and other endorsements, he could end up making about $20 million a year, something much bigger than the salary he will get.
So Gareth Bale can do that little heart when he scores a goal, but can he score a lot of goals? Is he a good player? Is he worth this money?
Yes and no. He's had really good seasons recently for Tottenham in England, but no one out there in the world of soccer thinks of Gareth Bale as the best. That's still a competition between players that many Americans have heard of. Cristiano Ronaldo, who also plays for Real Madrid, or Messi, who plays for Barcelona. And maybe a Brazilian named Neymar, who just joined Barcelona as well in Spain.
Put Gareth Bale on the chart with other well-paid athletes around the world. This big payout surely has to put him among the richest now.
Maybe somebody that we could compare him to is A-Rod. Alex Rodriguez for the Yankees makes about, according to Forbes, makes about $30 million a year between salary and endorsements. So Gareth Bale is going to be in that category.
All right, then, the world's William Troop, who receives no extra money for following soccer and for thinking about it when he's not in the newsroom. It's all about love of the game, isn't it?
I love the game. Thank you, Marco.